From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Assad allies to join talks on Syria. A White House spokesman said Wednesday the United States is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia and Iran, to resolve the conflict in Syria. Diplomats from Russia and Iran, both of whom are allies of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, are due to attend multilateral talks later this week in Vienna. The United States says it has no intention to pursue long-term, large-scale ground combat operations against the Islamic State group. But Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday a change in strategy includes more airstrikes and possible ground assaults. White House Press Secretary Eric Schultz Wednesday backed up Carter's statement, making clear the United States retains the ability to conduct limited operations in Syria. Main opposition candidate Edward Lowassa has rejected the results of Tanzania's presidential election, citing alleged fraud. Lowassa addressed a news conference Wednesday in Dar es Salaam, flanked by officials of parties that make up the opposition coalition. There was no immediate comment from the government or the ruling CCM party. The latest official results from Tanzania's election commission show Lowassa trailing CCM candidate John Magufuli 59% to 40%. American soldiers have begun training units of Niger's army at the edge of the Sahara Desert. A U.S. official calls it a new wave of military support for African states battling Boko Haram militants. The Nigerian army says its troops have rescued 338 people. They had been held captive by Boko Haram. Army Sergeant Sani Usman says a unit freed the captives Tuesday. This is VOA News.